Hello?
Hello, Taylor?
Yes.
Hi, Taylor Baldwin, right? My name is Joshua, and I'm calling you from the National Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey about important issues facing your community and the nation. So I would just like to ask you a very few questions.
I know it's actually it's not a good time. Can you call me back on Monday afternoon?
Oh, this is a two-minute survey, actually. So I'm not going to be working on Monday.
Okay.
Is it possible? I mean, but if you're busy, I can understand that.
No, go ahead.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other officers? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Thank you. What is your age, please?
30.
Thank you. And now, I would just like to ask you over here a few more questions, my sister. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask, what's your race? White, African-American, or black? Hispanic or Latino?
White.
White. Okay, thank you very much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. From 0 to 10, 10. Extremely motivated? Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
Republican. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Strong.
Strong Republican, right? Okay, thank you so much. Perfect. And also thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional election? Please select two. Lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government. Protecting our democracy and freedoms. Inflation and the economy. Climate change and environmental issues. Criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable. Improving K-12 public schools, education, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, crime and violence, immigration and border security, gun regulation and reform, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, healthcare costs,
inflation and the economy.
Okay, inflation and the economy. And just one more choice, if you don't mind, please.
Crime.
Crime. Okay, crime and violence. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Better.
Okay, getting better. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all? Not at all.
Not at all.
How concerned are you about rights or freedom being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and favorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. And now, Cornel West, please.
Never heard of.
Okay, thank you so much. Joe Biden?
0.
Okay. Black Lives Matter?
0.
Okay. The National Rifle Association, or NRA?
70.
70, okay. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
Never heard of it.
Okay, never heard of it. The Republican Party?
50.
Okay, Donald Trump?
40.
Tim Scott?
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Okay, thank you very much. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
Trump.
Trump, Donald Trump. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried at all.
Not worried at all.
Okay. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Now, we are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Immigrants contribute more to America than they take. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
Agree.
Okay, would you say that somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat agree. Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people. Strongly agree or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society?
Agree. Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Sexism is a big problem in today's society?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay. We're almost done here. Thank you. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
No, do not support.
Okay. Would you say strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat.
Oppose. Okay. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A goes, other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Or statement B, some people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitments to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunities to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which of the two statements do you agree with more? Much more A, somewhat more A, much more B, somewhat more B, both or neither?
Somewhat B.
Somewhat more B. Okay. Thank you very much. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. As A 5 means you somewhat agree, and a 0 means you do not think it is being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Equal economics opportunities for all?
5.
5, okay. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting?
7.
7. Freedom to protest the police or government?
7.
7. A commitment to Christian ideals?
4.
4. Okay. Police that treat everyone the same?
7.
7. The right to be to bear arms?
10.
10. Immigration to this country?
8.
8. Okay, perfect. One more moment, please. And now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. A 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement. A 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. That's the first statement. Do not agree at all is 0, remember? Mm-hmm.
2.
2. Okay, the second statement is, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected students' debt relief, and opened the door to business to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just for the wealthy and powerful. From 0 to 10?
3.
3, which that it still implies the fact that you do not agree at all to a number 3. Okay, thank you. We're almost done here. Sometimes over the course of a service, people opinion change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation voting in the next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10, please.
10.
10. All right, extremely motivated. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you some categories. Stop me when we get to your category. First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc., or don't know or refuse?
College graduate, master's.
Okay, master's. So we could say that's a postgraduate. Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years old of age or younger living in your household? Or yes or no?
Yes, one.
Yes, one, okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative?
No, man. I was like, hey, somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative, perfect. How often do you attend church or religious service? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once a week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year or hardly ever or never?
Never.
Never. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So in that case, my system is just loading up the... How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
No. All right. this concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation. Okay? I hope you have an excellent day. You're welcome, sir.
Bye.